It's Low Cash with Wrong Hearts on 103.7 WHHT. Shannon Hunt has joined me in studio with Friends of Barron River Lake. Good morning.
Good morning. So great to be here, Kelly.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you. Very excited about the weekend. I know you guys are excited that you are actually able to host this event.
Yes, yes. There have been so many obstacles with, you know, the flooding and everything, but we're overcomers. We're going to make this happen, and it's going to be so great with the weather that we're going to have.
I know. It's going to be beautiful all weekend, so whatever 4th of July celebration you have going on, the weather looks perfect, but it's going to be spectacular for the fireworks celebration tomorrow night at the lake. And things look a little different this year than they have in the past just because of the flooding. And you guys lost several parking spaces.
Yeah, 350 spots. So parking will be very limited. So we do recommend carpool as much as you can. Mm-hmm. And be prepared to walk. Wear comfortable shoes. You know, come early, stake your claim on the grass, mm-hmm. bring your lawn chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And something I know that they're out there working on today is marking off those no parking zones and those marked areas. And we're asking people to respect those areas. There's a reason that you all have marked them no parking.
Absolutely. For safety reasons, for our food trucks to have their ample place, and for places where people can set up mm-hmm. and not have cars, you know, intruding on them.
Right. Exactly. So. Exactly. So things are going to get started tomorrow afternoon. What time will the food trucks be set up?
They're going to arrive, you know, around 3-ish to set up. But, you know, as soon as they get set up, they'll be sailing. But, you know, if you come early, they should be ready by, I'd say, 5.
Okay. You know, all right. O'clock. So what can we expect as far as food trucks go? I know yes. you have a variety.
We've got 9 that will be setting up. I'll read through the list for everybody to know. It's a dog Pin Hot Dogs, Hawaiian Shave Ice, Jukebox Experience, Kona Ice, Mac Madness, Mobile Moo, More Than a Mouthful, Pelican Snowballs, and Philly Willy's Cheesesteaks.
Oh, what a variety. That's some good
yeah,
stuff right there.
Yeah, something for everybody. Yes. You know, and then we also have the Driftwood Restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, there's Rusty's and Paige's and all kinds of things around the area, too, that you can grab before you come.
Yes, yes. So it's going to be a great evening. And then, of course, the fireworks are going to be set off at 9 o'clock when it's good and dark.
Yes.
And yes. we will be providing the patriotic soundtrack. Very excited about this.
We're so excited to have you. What a great element. We're so excited to have you there.
Yes. And your sponsors, I know that Friends of Barron River Lake, of course, is a nonprofit, and you guys do so many things for our lake to make sure that it stays as beautiful as it is. And, you know, it takes money to be able to pull this off. And I know you could not do it without your sponsors.
No, we can't. We're so thankful for our sponsors. Our presenting sponsor, K&M. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mike Jones and his crew. Thank mm-hmm. you for that. We have some great sponsors such as Don Franklin, Barron County Court, Barron County Tourism, Commonwealth Broadcasting with WHHT and WCLU, of course. So it's going to be such a, you know, fabulous thing. But keep in mind, though, you know, losing the 350 spots, you know, we charged for those spots mm-hmm. in the past. So that's a huge revenue for our next year's fireworks that, you know, that we need to raise those funds. So look for the Friends set up there at the event and donate if you can, because those dollars will be used for next year's fireworks.
That's right. And you can also donate by logging on to friendsofbarronriverlake.com. You can make your donation there. And yeah, that's some pretty significant lost revenue there for the fireworks for next year.
Yeah,
so
it was $11,000 raised last year that we won't have.
Wow.
So,
yeah,
so we appreciate it so
mm-hmm.
much.
The sponsorships and those donations will go a long way, and we'll definitely be grateful. Now, if you are a boater, you're welcome to watch. You know, Laura Belcher was in with us yesterday from MedCenter Health, and she said, if you've never been on the water during the fireworks, she said, it's amazing. The reflection of the fireworks on the water is just gorgeous.
It's so spectacular. Yes. You know, how cool would it be if the boats would decorate for the 4th and do like a little parade? How fun would that be?
Yeah. Maybe you ought to start that.
I think that's a great.
You know, that could,
come
be
on, guys.
That could be a competition and a moneymaker right there.
I think so.
Have the boats decorate the, you know, for the 4th yeah. and enter into a 4th boat competition.
I'm all for it. And next year's that 250th year. Hey, you
I
know.
I think you ought to make that
we're
happen.
On to something.
That's right. But those boats are welcome to anchor offshore there right around where the beach would be.
Yes.
Make sure that they are anchored safely and away from the firework zones.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is all happening tomorrow, and all the fun starts around 5 tomorrow afternoon. And as Shannon said, get there early, stake your spots, and patron these food trucks and Driftwood West restaurant if you would like. So it's going to be a fun evening.
It is.
Bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, the whole thing, and just get ready to camp out until the fireworks.
Yeah, and live music too. Don't forget about the live music.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, I knew there was something I was forgetting. So yeah. Country Strong.
Country Strong has donated their entertainment for us. Okay. What a treat.
Yeah, that's so nice of them. And they will be set up there at the pavilion next to the tennis courts.
Yes, yes.
All right. Fun evening, Shannon. Thank you so much for
being
here. Thank
you, Kelly. So glad to be here.
You're welcome.